Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 16 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Why We Never Give Up. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Hope sees a crown in reserve, mansions in readiness, and Jesus himself preparing a place for us. And by that rapturous sight of hope sustains the soul under the sorrows of the hour." Our text for today is 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will be gone soon, but the things we cannot see will last forever. The theme of 2 Corinthians 4 is proclaiming the light of Jesus Christ in a dark and broken world. Paul begins this chapter with these words, "Therefore, having this ministry, by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart." The word "therefore" refers to the confidence in God that Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians 3, as he explains that we are ministers of a new covenant. As Paul speaks of our permanent glory, he reiterates that we are bold in serving Jesus because we have such hope. So, we never give up or lose heart because of certain confidence we have in what God has in store for us in heaven. Observe the hope in Paul's words of 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9. "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Even surrounded by trouble, we have hope because of our future destination." That perspective leads Paul from speaking about burdened hearts to a discussion of our blessed hope. Paul starts his discussion on hope saying, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Paul contrasts what is happening to our physical bodies with what is occurring with our spirit. The word "dying" is a New Testament word that means corrupt or decay. Paul was physically aging, and the ministry was taking its toll on his body. Yet, even while his body was beginning to wear out, his spirit was being renewed day by day. The word "renew" comes from a compound word consisting of two Greek words. One word means completing a process, and the other word means to move from one stage to a higher one. The second word can also mean to make qualitatively new. Put together, Paul is saying that our spirit is being made new by moving daily from one stage to a higher one until the process is fully complete in us. Paul's hope was in his confidence that God was refining and perfecting his spirit the entire time his physical body was wearing out. What was most important to Paul was not his temporary physical body, but his eternal spirit. Paul had learned to live one day at a time, with a focus on the one aspect of his being that would last forever. Notice Paul's confidence in these words, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." John Butler describes that great contrast in Paul's words. Note how Paul contrasts the dividends with the difficulties. The difficulties are small, but the dividends were heavy, vastly outweighs. The difficulties were short, won't last long. The dividends, long, forever. These difficulties were grievous, troubles, but the dividends were glorious, or glory. This is a great perspective of trials. So when Paul suffered affliction, he did not focus on the weight of his struggles, but on how heavy the future glory would be because he was going through these troubles. Paul's incredible perspective of hope is revealed in his closing remarks. "So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." We can see what is happening to our physical bodies. We witness with our own eyes the suffering of this world. We cannot see with our physical eyes what God is doing to renew our spirit. Even though we cannot see it with our own eyes, we can put our hope and confidence in what we cannot see that is eternal. While we seek to take care of our physical bodies because they are the temple of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 6:19, eventually our bodies will wear out. So while we are slowly losing ground physically every day, our spirit is moving on to new heights, constantly being renewed until it finds its perfection in heaven with Jesus. That is why we never give up and we don't lose heart. Please take a few moments to answer these questions. How can your perspective, spiritual vision of what you can't see, give you hope in the midst of suffering your physical eyes can see? In what ways is the weight of the world's suffering considered light in comparison to the weight of our future glory? And how does Paul's life encourage you to never lose heart? Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.